Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome back to Supergirl Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Bizarro. Holy macro, they did it. Even the S, all of a sudden it was flipped. So we got it. We got the full Bizarro look, the feel. I mean, it's A. Come on, it's Supergirl. It was pretty badass. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. We're live right now, so please, if you're listening to us on the internet at Blog Talk Radio, call in at 929-477-2786. That's our call-in number of our fans to call in and, you know, discuss about the episode. So if you're a fan of the show, definitely welcome, and thank you for downloading the podcast. All right, let's see. Our first caller here is from area code 432. Who is this?
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good, man. I didn't get to watch all the episode. I was kind of in and out of it, so I saw a good part of it. So there's probably going to be parts that you're going to ask about that I can't answer. So, but
okay.
Pretty good episode,
it's all right.
I liked what
you
did.
Yeah, but overall, how'd you feel from the parts that you did watch?
I liked it a lot, man. I think they did a really good job with Bizarro Girl, and I like that they brought in a different actress to play Bizarro there when they swapped them out, when it wasn't Melissa Benoist anymore. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very cool how there was different stages of Bizarro, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
It was great. I wonder if Jimmy Olsen has ever confronted a Superman Bizarro. That would have been interesting if he already said.
I'm going to say
or if
so.
He would have
had
like a little Easter egg saying like, oh, I've seen this before or something like that. You know what I mean?
I'm going to say he's at least been with Clark 5, 6, 7 years. So I'm going to say yes, he has run into Superman Bizarro before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then definitely big news about Supergirl with The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely crossover coming in March. They said March 28th, right?
28th, that's right.
Yeah. We're getting a lot in March. If you know, if you're a big fan of Batman versus Superman, how many more Fridays, Joe from Krypton?
We got 7 after this Friday.
7 after this Friday, which
yep.
is in March 25th, right, or 26th?
25th.
So March 25th, and then 3 days later, we get another crossover with The Flash and Supergirl. Okay, we have a new caller from area code 609. Who is this?
This is Speed Force Frank.
What's up,
wow.
motherfucker?
What's
it's
up,
Future
Johnny?
Frank. Wow.
What's up, Future Frank?
No, it's not Speed Force Frank. Speed Force Frank.
Oh, Speed Force Frank. Sorry. I'm like, we're talking to the future for Speed Force Frank.
Yeah,
wait, welcome back,
everybody?
Sir.
I want to say
hey,
hello
welcome
to
the party, pal.
All the Supergirl Talk people out there who are not calling, go F yourselves. You should be calling. Get in this.
Oh, wait.
This.
No, I have a surprise for you guys. I really do. Jitters, she emailed me, tweeted me that she couldn't make the show, but she sent me a voicemail, and she would like me to play it on the podcast. Are you guys
awesome.
Okay with that?
Yeah, yes, perfect. Totally. Yeah.
Totally. All right, here it goes. And I'm going to keep your lines open,
Kay,
so if you want to talk about it.
I wanted to send in a message for the Supergirl Talk podcast and live show tonight because I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it. I always try to make it, but life happens. And so I was thinking I could try something new and send in a voice message instead. Hopefully we could get a hotline going soon where we can call in at any time that we're available so that we could still be a part of the show. For Supergirl, it's warming up to me a lot. I'm liking the show more and more. I thought the Bizarro character last night was great. My favorite moment was when Bizarro snatched up Jimmy off the balcony of Catco. It was pretty cool. And if I was the editor of the show, I'd cut this scene where Alex is trying to talk to Kara on the down low because she didn't want Hank to know that Max Lord might know that they're sisters. Because I felt like eventually Hank was going to find out about that anyways. So, yeah, they could have used the scene for something else. But, yeah, great show overall. And hopefully you get this message soon, and I'll try to call in to the next show, and I'll still try to call in tonight. Thanks so much.
All right, there you go. Jitters. How about that?
Wow.
That was awesome. Dude, we should have more people do that. I want to do that now. That's great.
Isn't that cool? I know. Like, what if you can't make it? You can just call in.
You need to take her advice and get a hotline going, man. I think a lot of people would love
to
do that.
Yeah. No, I definitely do. I just have to get the number out, but I already have one, and you just remember, if you guys remember from Man of Steel, remember we had the Smallville Talk hotline? You guys were calling us on the update?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she has a great
we're definitely going to have something like that going.
Yeah, she definitely has a great voice.
Calm down.
No.
Calm down, Mr. Frank. Calm down.
Hold on a second. I'm just trying to say she has a great voice for podcasting. So, you should call, like, Jenner's hotline. So this way people would call in.
There you go.
Hey,
Jenner's hotline.
I want to go Matt from Florida real quick and really quickly say if there was ever a time for Tom Welling to come on, it's now. He needs to come on now as Superman.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the big elephant in the room. There's big rumors that Tom Welling might return as the Man of Steel in the Supergirl universe. Does that mean Smallville is connected to Supergirl? Your thoughts, Joe.
We have different Earths, man. They can make it work now. It can make sense now, you know? They could do it. They're going to cross over with Flash. Flash has different Earths, parallel Earths. Yes, it would work, totally.
All right, what about you, Speed Force Frank?
I would love to see it. Do I think that he deserves to be Superman again? I don't, because he's such a weird person, you know, especially with your encounter, Jesus. But I know Matt.
That was such a letdown. Killed me. Because I don't even want to believe it.
I know.
That's how big of a fan I am.
But you got to look at it from his perspective, man. At that time, he was getting mobbed by people all the time, man. He's a person. You know, he needs his life, too. I'm sure there was times, because I've seen him on YouTube videos where he's very kind and nice to fans, and there's other times where he just doesn't want to talk, and you got to understand that, you know?
No, Joe, there was almost like a line coming up to him. So, but mind you, there were probably like four or six blondes in front of me. So by the time it got to me, he was like, oh, fuck you.
Wow.
Where's the blondes?
Jesus. I mean, there's certain celebrities that appreciate, you know, the fans and where they came from. But there's certain celebrities that, you know, they can care less about the fans, not in a bad way, but they just love the craft.
Right.
But they don't want the fame and the fans. Like, and I think that's mostly him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And Joe said, you know, they need their space. And when he said, no, not right now. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, I wasn't like begging. I'm like, come on, man, we're right here.
But you said he ran from you, right? Didn't you say he ran?
Yeah.
From you?
He said all right, now he split and he left out the back door. Him and Justin Hartley.
But on behalf of Matt, I know Matt's been waiting for Tom Welling to make a reappearance. But you know, I know now he doesn't want him to come back because he knows what's going to happen. I'm going to fly down to Florida.
No, don't do that right. Here. No.
It's all right. You wonder why we don't have female callers, you know?
I'm coming for you, buddy.
Just wonder.
Man, this is bizarro.
No wonder Matt's not calling in.
This is bizarro Frank we're talking to.
Did he know you were calling? Speed Force Frank, yes.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
So, bizarro. Speed Force Frank, give us your gist of last night's episode. After watching it, how did you feel? What stood out for you?
All right. Well, I wasn't real. First of all, I wasn't really sure how it was going to play out because, you know, Bizarro is usually the Superman character. So when I saw the preview, I was like, I don't know how this is going to work. But I have to say, the way they colored the suit afterwards looks just like the way Bizarro's colored in the comics. And also, I don't know how the S, they don't explain how the S got flipped around, but I'll just go with it.
Exactly. I was going to ask you, yeah.
I like the backwards talk. It wasn't really backwards talk. It was kind of like not knowing the language. Not knowing the language because she was a person. But I mean, like, they didn't make her seem like she was from Bizarro World where everything was backwards. I just like that her language was broken because, you know, I guess she came back to life. And maybe with that, it kind of hindered, you know, her speech. But I like the way they reconciled stuff at the end, but I did feel bad because that character is a sympathetic character, Bizarro, because it's just like somebody that doesn't know any better. Do you know what I mean? So I felt bad for her at the end. And Max Lord, what's his name? Max Lord? Is that his name?
Maxwell Lord, yeah. You got it.
Maxwell Lord.
He's an asshole, man.
He is.
My gosh.
He's such great asshole.
He's a slime ball.
He's
total Lex Luthor.
Well,
yeah, but,
no,
but Lex
Luthor
had some professionalism, though. He had some, like, charisma. This guy does shit.
Lex Luthor's doing a little more for humanity. Luthor's doing a little more for humanity, and you can kind of see that. But with this guy, he's just an asshole.
He's
completely.
Yeah. All right, let me read the synopsis really quick, and then we'll talk about the episode. Kara comes face-to-face with Bizarro, doppelganger of her, who has brought to life by Maxwell through a combination of genetics from her DNA and comatose victim. The double is programmed to destroy Supergirl. Kara, on the other hand, believes that Maxwell is on one of the DEOs should go after when she realizes he knows her secret by sending Bizarro out to kill her. Alex and Hank come up with a plan to keep Maxwell from exposing Kara while countering Bizarro with blue kryptonite. Oh, they didn't mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
No. We did see blue kryptonite. We did see it.
No, we did see it, but did they say it, blue kryptonite?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think they said the actual word blue kryptonite, no.
Wouldn't that be cool for them to say it? Like, because to me it was just like blue gel or whatever.
Well, they just said a reference. They said, well, you know, if that made her stronger, then the opposite of what does do make her weaker. So something like that.
Yeah.
And what does blue kryptonite do to Superman or Supergirl?
It can heal. Well, it can heal him. It can heal Superman.
Gotcha.
But it hurts Bizarro, yeah. It can also
heal good
water.
One. Good call. Or did you hear that on another podcast?
No, I picked it up on the show.
All right, nice. We got an exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, Speed Force. Frank.
Okay.
All right, meanwhile, Kara starts to get to know Adam, but is not sure where to take the next step. The mysterious plant attacks Kara. All right, let's talk about that ending. When she flies home, and she's... Well, here's my thing. You know what I was going to... I was thinking when they felt like Maxwell kind of knew who she was, how they're related.
Yeah.
Wouldn't she, like, go to the apartment and be a little suspicious and, like, let me x-ray the walls and to see what's recording me, you know, like a bug?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't touch on that. Like, she's just like, okay, let me go back to my open apartment. All right, so
hey,
that big plant. What is it?
I don't know.
Speed Force?
What happened? Say that again.
The mysterious mind. What is it?
What's what? Say that again.
It's from Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
Little Shop. So next week's the musical? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting a musical, Supergirl. Can't wait. Hashtag super excited.
All right, cool. All right, so let's talk about our favorite moments of last night's episode. Not the last night. No, two days ago. Monday.
It was Monday, yeah, two days ago.
Yeah. I seriously, the aerial acrobats, the fighting when they're flying, I mean, still cinematic for me. Because, I mean, we're saying this is TV. And the effects are definitely the fighting parts where, you know, she kind of flies and then stops and then twists and then kicks in the air. You know, the choreography is really great. The flying sequences. Mm-hmm. So, and then also, my other favorite scene was when Kara had that one-to-one, heart-to-heart conversation.
Oh, man, you stole mine. Yeah,
that was a pretty good one. But tell me, Joe, continue that one.
Tell us why
that one stood out for you.
Well, I mean, it just showed that the writers, I mean, this show has a lot of heart, and I love that Kara is so compassionate and understanding. It seems like towards all the villains, like she's always trying to reason with them or talk to them and trying to
stop them.
She really, you know, and
that reminded
me
of the scene with her in the liquor store. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And
that was a really powerful one.
Yeah, and it's just great, man. I love the writing on the show. My favorite, I don't know if I have an actual favorite scene, because what I saw was really good, but I like the Bizarro Girl scenes a lot. I think the makeup that they're using on this show looks really good.
Right.
The special effects are great. Like
and the different stages
earlier,
of Bizarro Girl.
Yeah, and how we got the colors. They got the colors right on Bizarro Girl.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the S is flipped over, which is fine. You know, they don't have to explain it, right, Speed Force Frank?
No, but I mean, it's just weird how it flipped over.
I would have liked it if they had explained it like maybe they were fighting or something and somehow it got flipped and she just kept it like that somehow, you know?
Right.
That would have been kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Oh, gee.
Wow. Wow.
Hello? Oh, great. Starting off. There you go.
That's
oh, really?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
Chris.
So what was your favorite
Did you
scene,
like
Chris?
It?
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Perfect.
Man.
Interesting.
Great.
I
so
never
cool,
even
man.
Thought of that.
You blew my mind. I'll never be the same fan again.
Seriously, let's take a poll. Let's start with you, Joe from Krypton, from what Chris said.
Okay. Yeah. I'm totally with him. He's changed my whole life around with that comment. I mean, he just opened my eyes to something totally new. I'm a huge fan of Christian Kendall now. Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's go to you, Speed Force Frank. What do you think on his thoughts?
I agree with him completely. I mean, he doesn't have to yell into the phone.
Oh, he dropped out. Sorry.
Him.
He couldn't take it. He couldn't take the compliments he dropped.
I know. I mean, he didn't have to yell it out, but we could hear him. I mean, just,
right.
You know, use your inside voice. Use your inside
you
voice.
Speak your name,
I mean,
as Oprah says.
It makes me want to live a new life, man. Gosh.
I know. I'm shaving my body hair. And I'm
all right. All
right.
The joke's way over. For those listening, we were just pretending we're talking to Chris from Candor, a frequent caller to the podcast, where he dials and puts us on mute. So there you go. But thanks for calling, Chris. Really appreciate it.
Wow.
All right, so let's open the floor to you guys. He's back. Hold on.
Wow.
Erica 469, who is this?
Razagul.
You're down in Atlantic, but not hear me.
Wow.
Razagul.
Is it Razagul?
That's our Google.
I'm playing, you guys are really nice on me. I kept saying hello, hello, and you guys kept on talking.
Well, you're in the bottle, dude.
No,
well,
we're talking to you.
Is not that good?
Well, I tried to say stuff, and it seems like you guys were not hearing me at all. So I
no, we couldn't hear
my call back.
No, you weren't coming.
No, no, it was dead air. It was dead air. We were like, hello, hello.
Wow.
Well, hello, Chris.
Yeah, hey, I'm Chris from Kendall.
Thank you for joining us on the right on the 9-minute mark. I love it. You always come in at that, right around that time.
Your
thoughts on Bizarro?
I actually forgot because I was watching The Flash. So, and then it ended. I was like, oh, crap, I have to call through Supergirl.
Oh, cool, yeah. We're doing The Flash talk after.
Awesome. Supergirl was great, I think. It really did not move me much. Bizarro.
Why?
I don't know. I just couldn't care less about her.
And wow. And that's a serious wow.
I don't know. It just did not. I think the most part that really got me is the human part, you know, the human care and, you know, going through the breakup. I bet it was really hard for her to break up with her real husband on the show.
I mean, they only did it one time. Oh, why is he crying?
I know.
Yeah.
You know,
it was a little weak.
Like,
it was a little weak. If they were, like, together, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, let's try this again when things are doing better or something.
Hey, but let's give it a round of applause. Her husband got a nice paycheck. All right. For two episodes.
Oh, yeah. Probably. At least
$50,000.
Is he on the
show? Oh, that was
at least,
the,
yeah.
I got to do acting.
Is he on the other show? Or is that just like a beginning of his acting?
All right. Cool.
Adam,
thank you, Chris.
Adam, is he an actor? Is he something?
Is he an actor?
I'd
say he's an actor.
Oh, no, yeah, he's a legit actor. They're just married. Two actors married. So for pay.
Wow.
So Speed Force Spring, you're married. How would you like it if Warner Brothers gave you a paycheck to pretend you're a boyfriend, girlfriend with your wife?
It would be fine. It would be totally perfect. It would be easy to rehearse.
And then at the end of the day, give you a nice paycheck.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's called Hollywood, guys. That's called Hollywood. All right, Speed Force Frank, floor is open to you. Supergirl, anything Supergirl?
I have to say that I'm really happy with the show, and it's a wonder why they picked her, because, I mean, she embodies everything in Supergirl, and she's just perfect. I mean, another brilliant casting. I mean, aside from that, like, third-rate show, which is The Arrow, I'll move on to The Flash.
Hey,
you know,
Grant
Gustin is
you better
a
stop
perfect
that.
Barry Allen. Grant Gustin is a perfect Barry Allen, and she's a perfect Supergirl. I mean, you know.
Great combination.
I mean, no wonder they put those two together. I could not wait for March 28th. It's going to be amazing.
Now, on the meter of, as Joe from Krypton loves to say, geek orgasm, what level are you at?
I'll tell you what level. I'm warming
from 1 to 10 of jizz. If you had to fill the container of geekgasms.
Well, Francesco is
on a scale of 1 to 10.
All right, what I would do,
he can't fill it up to 10.
No.
Well, I'm on my fourth kid, so
all right, come
I think
on.
I can.
Give us a rating.
All right. Let's just say this. I'm a number 10, and I'm getting my lube ready.
Oh, hey. All right, Chris from Kandor, your rating.
I wonder why we don't have female callers
watch
on this show.
Right?
Watch
another reason. And he's the one that's always asking, well, where's the girls?
Yeah.
Watch your face, Matt. Coming towards you.
Watch your face. All right, go, Chris.
It was good. I'm definitely going to probably...
It was good.
Gonna,
no.
I'm
the scale
give,
1 to 10.
7.
7. All right. And you, Joe?
Well, I want to be a gentleman, so I don't want to speak to that. I just want to say yes.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
You're not saying a...
No.
All right, cool. Yes, big news is that Supergirl is going to mesh worlds with The Flash. Do you think it's possibly around, with all these portals opened, do you think it might be one of those second Earths, third Earths, you know, type of deals?
I mentioned that to Francesco, and he gave me a reason why probably not. You want to tell
him,
Francesco?
Please, yeah. Please share. Share your thoughts.
What I say, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even remember.
I mentioned that Superman could be from another Supergirl could be from another Earth. And didn't you say that Barry Allen was going to National City on business or something like that?
Oh, that's what my opinion was. But now that Jesus said the portals were open, now that they're starting to shut them down one by one, I mean, you never know. It could maybe go fall into a portal or accidentally go into one. I don't know, but I think that's the cheap way out. I mean, if they're going to make these worlds come together, I mean, the universes, I mean, just keep everybody on the same Earth, please. That would make it much easier.
I mean, but why is
right.
it the cheap way out? I mean, it's part of the storyline now. They're using the Earth.
Yeah,
from the
multiverse is in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
because
I wouldn't say it's a...
Because at that point you would have to. Because at that point you'd have to say, like, if there's a Supergirl, like where's their Flash?
But aren't they even
like,
for the Batman versus Superman on the like figurines? Aren't they calling them multiverse Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
Well, they are. But the thing is like if he shows up from a different universe, what is she going to say? Why are you here? We have a Flash. You know what I mean? Like I just don't get it. Like where would that Flash?
Well, maybe
be?
It hasn't
so,
happened yet.
Maybe they don't have a Flash in that one yet.
Yeah.
No, come on. They have Supergirl, but no Flash and a Martian Manhunter. Now
well,
we're
I
just,
mean,
now we're just being apologists. I hope it's the same. I hope it's the same Earth.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. No, believe me, I do too. But you know, they love to give us a little twist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, twisty nipple twisty.
I want to know what Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul, tell us what you think.
I don't know. I was just listening to you guys yelling at each other, and
you know we love
know.
You. Come on,
we're
stop.
Passionate.
Stop.
We're passionate. We're passionate.
Yeah,
we love this
it.
Show. Sorry,
kinda,
we attacked.
Well, I'm kind of thinking Joe might have a good might have a point because they have all these different portals, and I'm thinking that we know. Probably they're going to fall into one and end it up in Supergirl.
Now, who would be the ultimate villain? Why the mashup? We did see the mashup between the Flash and Arrow to defeat Vandal Savage. Who would be the villain for this mashup? Let's go to you, Frank. Chesco.
Frank Chesco. It could be Maxwell Lord.
Maxwell Lord,
yeah.
Okay. Joe,
yeah.
Your thoughts? Who's the villain mashup?
I'm gonna say use Vandal Savage. That'd be kind of cool to some way kind of work that in there. Yeah, why not?
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what? Go ahead and bring on Brainiac. That'd be good. For some reason, Barry Allen needs to help out with Brainiac. That'd be great. Go ahead and use Brainiac.
So wouldn't Supes be a more better mashup than the Flash? Hey, bro.
Supes,
Brainiac.
But we don't have
here.
Superman yet. But we don't have Superman yet.
Wait,
so we just
Supergirl.
We gotta settle. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not ever gonna see him. Well, not yet, anyway. So just use Supergirl and Flash to take on Brainiac. Why not?
All right. Cool. What about you, Chris?
You, I wouldn't mind if they kill Maxwell Lord. I hate that whole thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Wow.
All right.
Really nice.
Thank you, Chris. for sharing your thoughts. I want to thank everybody for calling in. We're going to wrap this up. Coming up is the Flash Talk, so join us there at 3. Arrivederci. Give us a shout-out, Chris from Candor. It's always, I'm sorry, you know it always starts like that. It, don't worry. All right, go.
No.
I don't know why. It just always starts at 100%.
Thanks for calling. My God, it's been great.
Did you thank Jesus for calling?
I mean,
thank you.
You got that done. Definitely you got that done. I'm tired.
Okay. All right. Well, call in on the Flash, bro. All right. Joe from Krypton, give us a shout out.
Hey, Jesus, I just want to thank you for calling, and I want to thank everyone out there for listening. And I want to give major props to all the Marvel fans out there because I love that they embrace all their heroes and the DC fans just pick and choose.
All right, cool. Yep. Well, there you go. Good point there. And also I want to thank Jitters for giving us our first voicemail call-in to the podcast.
Yeah.
So, I'll announce the hotline number and then hopefully more people call in to the podcast. Alright, Speed Force friend, give us a shout out.
I just wanna say suck it to all the weak ass old Smallville Talk fans that don't call in anymore. That's
wow.
Right. That's right.
Wow.
call in, Piaches.
You really alienated everybody.
This is an aggressive for a future friend.
I'm the
How
heel.
About we
I'm the heel.
Leave it on the
I'm
high
the
note.
Alright, you wanna leave on the high
note?
Yeah, leave on the high note.
Oh my god.
Alright, it's definitely a party, man. Alright, have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night, wow.